Empaths and Narcissists, a True Story. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie, the original one, the only one, and the real one. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously. I publish this today, especially for whoever has eyes to see, and it is information that has never been shared before. And it must be told, or there is no way any one of you out there would ever know about it. I am writing this in English on the morning of July 13, 2025. Fortunately, nowadays, the subject of narcissism is well studied and well known by most people, partially because of the large amount of informative content on the web, and even in YouTube videos, so I am counting on the viewers' previous knowledge and research on the subject, so I won't waste time here describing what narcissism is. One of the very worst combinations in any kind of relationship is when a narcissist has managed to get their hands on an empath, because this latter one, by definition, will always consider the needs and wants of the other person, even going against their own integrity and basic needs, and on the other hand, the narcissist only wants to receive and receive while giving as little as possible, and only to continue to exploit the empath. The empath feels fulfilled just by feeling he or she is of help, while the narcissist will manipulate the empath with this, by giving desired breadcrumbs, to continue exploiting the empath with no empathy at all, and the empath is mainly blind about this. This is precisely the problem with the concept of service to others that is so prevalent in advanced interstellar, holistic civilizations, when it is applied to Earth and the circumstances of its people. Free, unchecked, and unlimited service to others makes anyone in that mentality fall victim to the countless soulless, unempathetic narcissists that walk the Earth. Service to others with no healthy boundaries, on Earth, quickly becomes nothing other than slavery. The empath with an unchecked service to others mentality will be an easy target for narcissists, who will not respect the empath's nearly non-existent boundaries, and will ask more and more of them. The narcissist will manipulate the empath with whatever it detects can be used as a small appreciation bribe, which the empath will confuse with true love and friendship, and will continue to give the narcissist more and more of everything that is asked, until the empath reaches its breaking point, and it is there where the empath is shamed by the narcissist, who will say they are worthless, useless, and full of faults, in an attempt to squeeze more juice out of the empath, and if no more of it comes out, then the narcissist will destroy the empath, and then discard it. All this is well documented, you do not have to take my word for this. Star seeds and extraterrestrials who grew up in kinder civilizations where harmony and mutual cooperation is prevalent, are by definition, empaths. They both struggle to survive in a hostile civilization on Earth that is completely different from their soul's vibe, and that they do not understand. Of all the good people of Earth, it is star seeds and full extraterrestrials who struggle the most when they encounter a narcissist, as most of the time, they can't even see it for what it is. I am now going to give you a vivid example I know well, about all this I am talking about. I will refer to the empath as her or she, but by no means am I implying that empaths are only female. It is only that in this example, the empaths were mostly females, I just want to make that clear. Although this example refers to one particular case, this unhealthy dynamic is common to most empath-narcissistic relationships, especially in a work environment, but not only. There was once a small group of empaths who grew up and lived in a kinder place, and who decided to travel to a troubled faraway land because they had a lot of ideas and information to share, to seed ideas about how things can be done in a different, better way, And all because they had a completely altruistic and idealistic mentality. When they arrived at that faraway, troubled land, no one wanted to talk to them, and the few who did, ended up ridiculing them over and over again as they simply could not see past their prejudices and matrix programming. This is because any matrix, but especially the one on Earth, will attack anything different, in a constant attempt to level out everything, to assimilate everything into its norm. Anything that is not usual, that is different, will be immediately labeled as false and as trickery, as the people of that matrix can only judge what they see by the level of their own consciousness and awareness. Therefore they resort to half-truth mechanisms like Occam's razor, that states that all things being equal, the simplest explanation tends to be the correct one. It only tends to be the correct one, but not always, I must state. The group of empaths who are new to that troubled faraway land only found discredit and ridicule over and over again, until chance and the fatal attraction between empaths and narcissists came to play here. The small group of foreign empaths caught the attention of two narcissists, who saw in them the opportunity to make a name for themselves, and they saw an opportunity to use them to validate their own feelings of unworthiness and insecurities. They came to the empaths and offered to represent them, to validate them in front of society, and the empaths, having suffered rejection after rejection, suddenly saw an opportunity to be validated and to be heard, so they could eagerly share all the information they had. And it is there where the empaths made the mistake of accepting to be represented by the narcissists instead of pressing on their own, slowly and patiently building their own name. And they partially accepted because of their own thirst for immediate validation after having suffered so much abuse. The narcissists started to represent the empaths, but always clearly stated that they were doing them a favor by sharing their information with the public, like that the narcissists had full control over the narrative, and over what was being shared and what was worse. The narcissists started to distort the information to their convenience, both because they only selected what served them, and because they did not have the mental capacity to retain and understand it. They did not want the information for what it truly meant, but for what it served them. The empaths continued to give and give information freely, in a completely altruistic manner. As for them, all they needed was the validation the narcissists were giving them in a manipulative manner, disguised as friendship. And back then, I don't deny it was some kind of friendship in the minds and the limited perception of reality of the narcissist, and also in the blind perception of the empath, locked in a service to others' mentality that does not work as such on Earth. As this unhealthy dynamic continued, they slowly and inadvertently slid into slavery. In an insatiable quest for more and more fame and validation, the narcissist started to pull more and more people interested in exploiting the empaths for their own purposes. The empaths then were not only slaves, but now they were also a piece of fresh meat thrown into a pond full of vicious piranha fish. The matrix defends itself, as I described above, and quickly, other narcissists, focused on their own profit and greed, started to attack and discredit the other narcissists and the foreign empaths they represented, and of course, in the minds of those first narcissists, all discredit and all the attacks were the result of the empath's inadequacy and information. The narcissists never accepted any accountability, never accepted their own shortcomings and mistakes. And no one could notice that all the public could see about the information-sharing empaths was only seen through the lens and the filter of the narcissists' poor interpretations. This has led to the point where the general public thought the information-sharing empaths did not even exist, and were only the result of the narcissist's imagination, and that they were made up for lucrative purposes only. Just see how terrible the situation was, where the empaths gave and gave and received nothing at all, except for the mild appreciation and validation the narcissists were giving them. The narcissists were receiving a lot of attention and a load of money, while the empaths, as complete slaves, weren't even allowed to exist. But the empaths blindly kept giving and giving their information, in exchange for friendship crumbs, and the illusory, manipulative love they were receiving from the narcissists. The narcissists, in their thirst for enlargement, turned everything around and made it look like such a need for expansion was actually coming from the empaths. As they had contacted other narcissists interested in exploiting the empaths during that attempted expansion, the empaths were hard-pressed beyond belief to comply with the demands of everyone, and if they failed to deliver, they were again shamed and pressed to continue, tacitly and overtly, continually being threatened to be discredited by all the narcissists. Of course, the empaths came to a breaking point and started to fall back with their daily delivery of information for everyone, as there is only so much anyone can do or write in a day, so the other associated narcissists started to get impatient, as their demands and expectations were not being met. And as the empath's breaking point was reached, they could no longer could provide information for all the narcissists, all of them who started to throw a fit and a tantrum, causing much controversy and public disapproval. And of course, the fault was on the empath's shoulders again, as the narcissists never held any accountability for their actions, as in their minds, all they were doing was graciously doing the empaths a favor by publishing their information. Again, the public could only see the empaths through the highly inadequate lens and filter of the narcissists, who always accommodated all that was happening to their convenience, while blaming everything on the empath's inadequacy, and even in this case, the narcissists claimed to defend the empaths, when in reality they were defending themselves and their interests. The Matrix defended itself again, and other narcissistic authors attacked the empaths, as they saw their information as a threat to their books and their work, from which they were getting a lot of profit. And once more, the fault fell on the empaths, who blindly followed the bad advice of their narcissistic handlers, and all their attempts to fix any conflict were derailed by the narcissists' need for vengeance and controversy. And this has led to the unbelievable point where the narcissists openly accepted that they like conflict and controversy, as they thrive in it, they see it only as publicity and as something common and natural in their lives, and as good narcissists they completely disregarded the empath's needs and sensitivity, and the damage all that unnecessary controversy was doing to them. While all this was happening, the narcissists continued to squeeze every ounce of information out of their empath slaves, who were forced to continue despite the very harsh environment as the narcissists needed more and more information, an even better and ever more impressive one, to be validated against those continuing attacks, while they once more completely disregarded the empath's needs. The empaths continued in the illusion that more and better information would convince their attackers and their opponents of their validity. All being completely unaware that you cannot force information onto anyone who has already made up their minds against it. This continued for years, and years, and years, until one or another of the empaths reached her breaking point, a literal one, where her health was failing, and badly, and all because of the consequences of constant stress and high abuse coming from the narcissists and the situation they forced the empaths into. This impossibility to continue started to cause more and more demands from the narcissists as the incoming information started to fail again, and this caused countless problems and fights between the narcissists and the empaths, who mildly started to realize they were slaves. And of course, as the narrative was completely controlled by the narcissists, none of those fights ever reached the public, as all they could see was the illusion of perfection the narcissists built around themselves. The public saw the narcissists as perfect, as impeccable friends to the empaths, who had no way of communicating directly with the public, and who didn't even dare to try so, for fear of another narcissistic fit. The narcissists built for themselves an image of being perfect people who only serve the cause of the empaths, and the public fell for this easily, as they could not see the highly unfair, cruel, and exploitative dynamic going on between the empaths and the narcissists. The main information-giving empath finally broke, and another one came into play. "Don't worry," another of the empaths said, "I will continue giving information, or else they will discredit us all, and all our effort would have been for nothing." The narcissists continued exploiting the second empath in the very same way they did with the first. Over and over again, the same unhealthy and highly toxic dynamics continued, and so did the fights and the problems that the narcissists initiated, this including all the bad problems between the narcissists and the empaths, problems which never reached the public, because the narcissists controlled all the narrative. And then the second empath broke as well, for the same reasons as the first, and then a third one came in. As always, when something goes wrong, it is the empath's fault, and when everything goes well, it is because of the false, impeccable way of being of the narcissist that they have imposed upon the public's perception. The third empath continued to give and give information as a slave, only living on the illusory friendship and validation of the narcissists, until circumstances evolved around the empaths, and while a new and different one arrived. This last empath had traveled to this faraway, troubled land before, so she knew more about the social dynamics that occurred there, and saw the narcissists for what they were. She also had a lot to share, but refused to fall into the same narcissistic trap her friends suffered. She said, "No, I don't want any bit of that. I will do this on my own." All she needed was to be validated as a member of the same empath group to be able to start. The other empaths asked that as a favor from the narcissists, who very reluctantly complied as they saw the newly arrived empath as a threat, and treated her badly from the very beginning. The narcissists later even claimed that any success the newly arrived empath was having was only thanks to them, once more completely disregarding all the work and all the effort the other empaths had done, and all that they had given them, and all through the years. And then life goes on, and other things happen, and then one day all the empaths fell very ill, seriously sick to the point where they could not continue feeding the narcissists with more information. Another breaking point was reached, one where all the empaths were out of action, and all that this caused in the narcissists were countless fits and frustration tantrums, because they were not getting as much attention as before, and no new information was coming in, all in complete disregard for the situation the empaths were living. They continued to pressure the empaths for more information, with no sympathy, and with nothing other than cruelty. The breaking point was decisive and final, and as no other empath could continue sharing their information, the newly arrived one who was already efficiently sharing her information on her own, took control over all the messages. This was extremely unsettling to the narcissists, as all the information had stopped going through them. This caused innumerable conflicts between them and the newly arrived independent empath. Conflicts and irresolvable problems that never reached the public, and when it finally did, once more it is all the empath's faults as the narcissists can never be blamed. They could only see what the empath did to them, in defense of its own legitimate needs, while the narcissists were completely blind to their constant insults and irrational demands. Suddenly, all the social validation and all the money stopped flowing to the narcissists, while time passed, and the empath continued to work on her own, and by her own merits, she continued. The communication stopped between the empath and the narcissists, because no one can deal with so much negativity, so many demands, and so many irrational fights that never reached the public. And this silence continued for a few months, until the narcissists finally exploded in an uncontrollable, irrational fit of anger against the last standing empath, because there is nothing that irritates a narcissist more than being ignored. There was no fight going on exactly then, and the last standing empath was just exercising her ethical right to be independent, to work on her own, as it was impossible to continue with those narcissists. Suddenly, the narcissists cooked up a story based on their own theories and mental cramps that have no basis in reality, in a completely unethical and highly regressive attitude, where they blamed everything on the newly arrived empath, as for them it was she who derailed their business, because business it was. Those narcissists truly believe in their own theories, because they are narcissists and they are blind to their shortcomings and wrongdoings. As I said before, they have no accountability. All they did was turn things around, modify everything to fit their sick, unethical narrative. They could only see what the empath told them and that she was harsh to them, when they could not see how insulting and how irrational they had been before. They had their minds full of the validation the other empaths wrongly gave them, so they felt entitled to all the information. They feel it's all theirs, and also entitled to impose their ideas, their wrong conclusions and their narrative upon the public, who they weaponized against the last standing empath. And many in the public believed them, because they are as blabby as any good narcissist is, and they believe them because they do not know the other side. They do not know all this I have said here, which is only a very small part of all that happened. And none of this ever reached the public before, as everything went through the narcissist's filter. The public now demands the last standing empath to explain herself, as she is flooded with unfounded and twisted accusations, when there is nothing to explain, as she has done nothing wrong, and does not wish to go into a negative spiral with anyone. All that the last standing empath has done is to break free from the sick narcissistic dynamic that the others had fallen into. That is her sin and her crime. Over and over again, the public states that the narcissists have, quote, good points, when they do not, as all those supposed good points are only based on their biased false narrative, and the public had absolutely no knowledge of what else was truly happening. The public should never draw conclusions without seeing both parts of any story. Perhaps the best example of this is when they accuse the last standing empath to be doing everything because of the money, for profit, but that is a direct reflection, a mirror of their mentality, as it is they who lost the profit when they lost the chicken that lays golden eggs, if you know what I mean. The last standing empath never ever asked for money, and never will. Not even for a laptop. She only received money because the public freely decided to donate as a means to show appreciation for her hard work. And she openly shared what it was being used for, reasons which were then turned around to fit their narrative. Reasons which in reality are helping other people in a genuine altruistic manner, because that is ethically correct. Therefore, what the narcissists are trying to stop will hurt humankind. And I must say this again, I never ever have asked for money. I do this because I feel the need to write and to share my information. And something else, we all need money while on Earth or dealing with Earth, and mining asteroids for gold, as many suggest, does not work. Because once you have it, you cannot turn that raw material into money, because you must sell it first, and the cops will be all over you the second time you try to do so. And then there is that thing called the Prime Directive. And then a big question arrives: why is it a crime to need money? Why is it not spiritual? It looks more like a cabal plot to stop positive people from thriving while they share unusual non-matrix things, art, and information. I still need to eat, besides all this, because what I was getting wasn't really that much, contrary to what the narcissists claim. And even though I don't get much, I use it for the benefit of humanity. They don't have any, quote, good points, as those are based on lies and distorted facts, completely disregarding the empath side of things, as usual. All that is happening is the final stages of every narcissistic relationship, when they break down as they see that they have lost control over the empath. When they cannot control the empath, and they can no longer exploit it, they resort to destroy the empath, in an egocentric cruel way of thinking, where they say that if I cannot have the empath and its information, no one will. That is what they are doing, attempting to narcissistically destroy the empath, but this last standing one is the strongest of them all, and will continue sharing her information regardless of anything. And the narcissists will get their needed validation out of their blind followers who cannot think on their own, but this will only continue for so long before those realize what they are, or get bored of their negativity and reused information and old narratives against the empath. By attacking the last standing empath, they claim that everything is false, from the very beginning, and that they are victims of all the empaths. When it was they who got all the benefits, it was they who controlled all the narrative from the beginning. In the end, the narcissists will end up alone, with nothing to share other than their own irrational theories, while they drown in their own anger. I had to share all this, or no one would ever know our side of the story. A story full of narcissistic abuse, irrational demands, threats, continuous cruelty and fights. I stand alone now. Be wise which side you wish to follow, because unfortunately there are two sides to this. Unlike the other side, I never ask anything from you, and whatever you give, you do so freely, and I appreciate it very much. While the others ask you to be aggressive, to hate, to attack, to be cruel, all based on ideas and empty theories that only exist in their sick minds, and ought to be true just because they come from them. Be wise out there. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video. If you dislike it, please unsubscribe and do not dare share it, as the other person may be wiser and see what is really going on here. And all that helps this channel be purer and grow a lot, by the way. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation to my dear true friends. Queen Marie. The real, the original, and the only one.